You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, July 29th. Doing it from outside, right in front of my camper there. Goodbye pre-cruise testing. Royal Caribbean Group is lifting pre-cruise testing for vaccinated guests on cruises 5 nights and shorter starting on August 8th, except in destinations that still require it. The company owns Royal Caribbean International, Celebrity Cruises, and Silver Sea Cruises. On cruises 6 nights or longer, testing will continue to be required for all guests, regardless of whether they have been vaccinated or not. The company is tentatively planning to drop testing for all voyages within the next 45 to 60 days. Other cruise lines that have also dropped testing for many or all of their ships include Virgin, Azamara, Viking, and Norwegian Cruise Line sailings outside of the U.S. As always, check with your cruise line for requirements for your upcoming cruise. And the second major cruise operator is officially cash flow positive. Despite a net loss of $500 million, Royal Caribbean Group said that the second quarter of 22 not only brought back every single cruise ship online they have, but also has them operating cash flow positive. Some of the factors driving the income are a majority of the country's lifting testing requirements, cruising interest being back to 2019 levels, and bookings doubling over the first part of this year. Also noted was the 60% guest count that are now pre-booking experiences like dining and drink packages before even stepping foot on the ship. That's allowing them to have more discretionary spending once on board. The company also revealed that cruisers are spending 70 cents out of every dollar before even boarding the ship. Even with headwinds like inflation prices over fuel and food, the line is still expecting to generate a net profit of $750 million in Q3. And 2023 is set to become one of the largest North American home port advantages for Princess Cruises. The line announced that its America's schedule for next year will have 47 itineraries from 7 North American home ports. The schedule includes Discovery Princess's first time to Hawaii, as its newest ship operates 2 15-night Hawaii cruises with overnights in Honolulu. There will be 18 unique itineraries on multiple ships in the Caribbean, ranging from 5 to 21 days sailing from Port Everglades and Texas. And 3 ships will offer 5 different Mexican Riviera cruises out of Los Angeles and San Francisco, including a special solar eclipse sailing on Discovery Princess in April of 24. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 2.8%, 9.10. Royal Caribbean up 8.5%, 37.86. And Norwegian up 5.3%, 12.11. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.